In the 1860s, D.C. was still a bit of a cesspool. There was cholera, tuberculosis, everything running rampant.
It was just crawling and teeming with men of all kinds, from statesmen and politicians to soldiers to low-level con artists and gamblers, all milling about together. And when you have a lot of men, you need some women. And so the prostitutes moved in and set up trade. During the Civil War, Washington, D.C. was the site of a thriving sex trade.
Prostitution was legal, and business was booming.
During the Civil War in Washington, D.C., you had an enormous population of young men. They were either drilling, getting ready to be deployed, lying around in hospitals. So you had a critical mass of young, lonely, scared, horny kids that was an amazing congregation of customers for all the brothels and prostitutes of the city. For a young woman wanting to start up a brothel, D.C. Was a prime place to do it.
At one point, there were over 5,000 prostitutes in D.C. alone. There were also over 500 brothels.
But most of these brothels were anything but pleasant.
Your run-of-the-mill brothel was in a dank, smoky room, and you were lucky if you weren't stabbed to death by some kind of syphilitic ghoul sitting in the corner.
And for over 100 years, that's what everybody thought the brothels of D.C. were like. Until a shocking discovery was made. The brothel of Mary Ann Hall.